好，我哋进入议程的第四项，有关Planning and Urban Design Review for Developments at 啟德 Runway Tip 啊，跑道末端的一个规划同埋城市设计的研究。咁喺个文件的第四号。2020啦，咁就係由起動九龍東辦事處提供咗一份文件，關於即係呢一個啟德跑道末端嘅規劃同埋城市設計嘅研究，咁會今日同大家討論嘅。咁如果係大家都記得嘅話咧，即係啟德。嗰、那個最大嘅特色就係即係呢一條跑道啦，嚇、啊、咁就差唔多係三面末端呢度就三面環海啦。咁喺個規劃上面亦都希望去做到一個即係、就是、有吸引力嚇嘅旅遊設施嘅。咁而家個末端亦都係包括咗即係前跑道啊，一個旅遊樞紐啊，2013年已經完成咗嘅啟德郵輪碼頭，同埋咧觀塘嘅避風塘，咁包括咗地同埋水嘅嚇。咁啟用九龍東辦事處咧，咁亦都係會即係根據一啲嘅早前做過嘅研究，包括一個飛躍啟德嘅比賽啊，咁再收集咗大家個意見之後咧，就今日就將最新最 update 嘅一個建議咧，就係會向大家介紹同埋聽到大家嘅意見。咁歡迎 EKEO 嚇、Brenda O 嚇、Mr. Edwin Wong、Miss Carol Chirk。啊，同埋咧，佢哋嘅顧問公司 AECOM 嘅 Miss Carol Hu 同埋 Miss Yoko Zhang 嚇，咁係咪 Carol 會開始個 presentation 嚇、啊？好啊，咁啊，然後嗱，而家喺網上邊嘅委員，如果你係需要去講嘢發言嘅話咧。咁你係可以喺個 chat box 嗰度提出啊，好喺 presentation 之前，大家有冇需要申報利益？在席嘅、網上嘅嚇、都冇啦，好交俾 Carol。
唔該曬，主席。好啦，咁我先為大家做一個簡單嘅簡介啦。咁頭先都有提到啦，呢一個係啟德跑道末端，咁我哋會做咗一個規劃啦，同埋城市設計嘅一個研究啦。咁亦都會有一啲 proposal 出現嘅。咁而家個 PowerPoint 大家見到啦，咁粉紅色嗰個位置咧，其實就係我哋嗰個研究範圍啦。咁主要咧就包括一個 tourism look 嘅 site， 咁我度上邊標寫咗啦。咁咧另外同埋咧就係周邊咧嘅一系列嘅open space， 咁其實咧都係會沿住個觀塘避風塘啦，同埋個維港周邊嘅。咁喺我哋嗰個設計上邊啦，尤其是嗰個主要嘅規劃同埋設計目標啦，咁好似頭先主席都有提過，其實係希望咧將呢個啟德跑道末端咧成為一個一體化嘅一個休閒嘅目的地啦。咁其中嘅一啲設計主題咧，我哋希望係突出第一，咁就係啟德獨有嘅一個aviation theme 啦，一個航空嘅主題啦。佢沿住三面環海嘅一個 blue green 嘅 asset 啦，同埋我哋希望咧係更加去提倡一個 active healthy lifestyle 同埋一個共融嘅空間嘅。咁當中嗰個特色咧，其實亦都會配合翻整個九龍東 CBD 2嘅一個理念啦，就係按做好啲 connectivity branding design 同埋 diversity 嘅。咁當然啦，我哋亦都會考慮一堆即係其實你見到上面咧 ，PowerPoint 上面都有列出咧唔同嘅一啲 Harbourfront Planning Principles 嘅。咁我總括咁樣講三大個歸類啦。咁第一，其實喺呢一個咁獨特嘅一個環境底下咧，我哋希望係盡量發揮維港嗰個特色。咁第一，其實就一定係冇填海㗎啦嚇。咁第二咧，雖然冇填海啦，但我哋希望咧都鼓勵嗰個 land 同埋 water 嘅 interface。咁咧係鼓勵水上啦同埋海上嗰個活動。 另外咧，係希望咧將可以將海濱呢個環境咧，係完全咧係可以變成一個有特色嘅一個公共嘅開放空間，係讓全係 open to all 嘅一個 public space。咁整體嚟講咧，我哋係會有一個 integrated planning 一個總體嘅規劃嘅。咁其實咧就係希望咧唔好淨係話睇發展嗰個地塊，而係咧成個發展地塊同佢周邊政府第時會做嘅一啲公共綠地咧點樣去結合，同埋點樣去互動嘅。咁另外咧就係就住嗰個發展嗰個指標同埋設計啦，其實呢個叫做一個 tourism related 嘅 development。其實當中我哋都會考慮到咧，如何喺嗰個指標上面咧去平衡咧旅客同埋我哋香港嘅市民嘅一啲唔同嘅需要嘅，咁作出一個長，即係希望佢有一個 sustainable 嘅 development 啦。咁頭先講到啦，咁其實咧喺呢個研究開初再之前咧，其實有一個飛躍啟德嘅一個設計比賽嘅。咁我哋去做呢個研究嘅時候咧，亦都有參考過比賽嘅一啲作品嘅理念啦。咁佢哋好多咧都會有提到一個 healthy city 嘅一個概念啦，indoor outdoor 嘅 integration 啦，要增加多一啲嘅綠化啦。咁當中咧，其中嗰個得獎嘅作品咧，其實咧佢有一個好強嘅一個 water theme， 一個水嘅主題。咁我嘗試 point out 就係右上角呢一張圖，我指呢個我冇用 cursor， 要用手指先。
係可能用 cursor 好啲，因為網上嘅 member 先至睇到。唔該曬。
咁OK， 咁大家見到我指住嘅呢一張圖咧，其實咧就係當時咧嗰個得獎作品嘅圖嚟嘅。咁咧當中咧以水嗰個主題見到咧就有一個橙色同埋一個紫色嘅箭嘴啦。咁橙色嘅箭嘴咧，其實當時嗰個得獎作品咧，佢係基本上係改動咗成個嗰個海岸線，變咗一個彎曲嘅海岸線嘅。咁你見到紫色個箭嘴咧，其實佢直情係卡溝咗一條河啦。咁主要個目的咧係希望咧係可以引領到一啲水上活動咧帶入到嗰個地塊入邊嘅。咁當然喺我哋做下面呢張大嘅圖咧，就係我哋嘅 proposal 啦。咁我哋做咧，當然係有好多限制啦，因為要喐動個海岸線係非常困難嘅。咁但我哋希望咧都可以 adopt 咧佢一啲咁樣嘅意念放入去。咁尤其是咧喺沿海嗰個橙色嗰個海岸線嗰度咧，我哋將佢咧 adopt 咗成為一個 split level 嘅一個 waterfront promenade 嘅一個概念。咁咧，即係當中就一個彎曲嘅線條啦，可以增加嗰個趣味性啦。咁而且咧，亦都有個 speed level， 佢有啲台階啊。咁其實人係可以坐喺度咧，睇到水上邊嗰啲活動啊等等。咁紫色嗰度咧，其實我哋都希望咧喺 runway park 即係末端嗰邊咧，咁就做翻一個人工嘅人工湖啦，或者一個人工水道，當中咧都可以咧做翻一啲水上活動嘅即係地方俾市民去享用啦。咁喺設計同埋視覺上咧，就會沿住咧後邊有一個45米就係 TN site 嘅一個setback area， 一個 non-building area 咧。咁我哋都係做一個開放空間，咁上邊咧都會有一啲水景咧喺視覺同埋空間上咧，可以將Mummy Park 呢一個空間咧一路帶領人咧去到 TN 呢個入口嗰個位置嘅。咁喺整體嗰個設計嗰個框架下面啦，咁見到就係話，其實整個跑道末端咧，其實主要嘅 component 就係我哋嘅 TN site 啦，周邊嘅 open space 啦，同埋個遊輪碼頭嘅啟德 cruise terminal 嘅。咁我哋希望咧呢三個都同旅遊或者去同消閒等等咧係有相連嘅一啲 component 咧係整合嘅。咁希望咧喺唔同嘅空間上邊咧，我哋可以賦予一啲唔同嘅特色主題啦。咁然之後係可以將咧成個空間係連貫嘅。譬如見到個 open space 啦，咁由入口開始啦，呢個入口我哋就有個 entry plaza 啦，咁其實一路就可以帶人嚟到而家咧搭船嗰個碼頭，咁可以有一個細嘅碼頭嘅 plaza 啦，沿住就係頭先我講嘅一個 split level 嘅一個 waterfront promenade， 咁我後面會再講入面嗰啲比較仔細嘅一啲 design proposals 嘅，咁咧就入再行落去咧就係、是。再行落去咧就係我哋嗰個 runway park 啦，咁有一期同埋我哋頭先話 propose 有一個水上活動嘅地方啦，跟住沿住整個個開放空間咧，其實沿住個45米 setback， 呢個45米 setback 咧，其實正正就係個tourism nook 同埋個遊輪碼頭嘅一個 interface， 佢兩邊都係可以有互動嘅，咁然之後再將嗰個 open space 咧，可以滲透喺個 TNC 入邊，連翻去咧前面嗰個 waterfront promenade。 咁每一個地塊咧，或者每一個小區咧，其實都會有佢個特色同埋亮點嘅。咁配合人行啦，同埋嗰個單車嗰、那個即係我哋一個 Greenway 嘅一個 proposal 咧，亦都係將咧呢啲唔同嘅地塊咧係可以連貫起嚟嘅。咁喺交通上邊咧，我都略略解釋一下啦。咁如果車行方面咧，如果大家近期有去過個跑道咧，就見到新嗰條城峰路已經係落成，同埋已經係用緊噶啦。咁咧未來咧要入個 TN 嘅時候咧 ，sorry， 因為手指就比較TN 咧就會沿住呢個城峰路咧，佢咧係會有一條下沉嘅道路咧，將啲車咧係帶入去成個 tourism look 嘅 basement 底下嘅。咁、那個 basement 咧下邊當然會有停車場啦，亦都會有一系列嘅上落客區啦，一啲 drop off layby 啦，有的士站啦，同埋有啲 coach parking 嘅位置嘅嚇。咁、然之後咧地面咧就會有一條支路咧，就可以入到去地面 propose 嘅一個 PTI， 就主要係一個巴士站嚟嘅。咁喺人行方面咧，咁頭先講過啦，其實地面咧，因為咁大片嘅 open space， 而且係連貫嘅，人係基本上可以自由咁樣去走動嘅。咁亦都可以係 between 個 open space 個遊輪碼頭同埋個 TN 咁樣去行啦。咁另外咧，我哋喺 elevated level 上邊咧都有去propose 嘅。咁咧因為沿住城峰路上邊都有個 landscape deck， 其實而家呢度部分已經落成㗎啦，現場。咁第時咧就係、可以駁入去個tourism look 啦，亦都係可以駁入去個 cruise terminal 嘅。咁呢個就係連接城峰路嗰個 landscape deck 嘅。咁咧 between 個development look 同埋個 cruise terminal 咧，亦都有另外一條天橋。咁呢個其實就係喺而家郵輪碼頭屋頂嗰、那個花園嗰度咧，就可以咧駁入去我哋嗰個 tourism look 嗰個位置。咁另外咧就係嗰條 greenway 啦，頭先都有提到啦，就係圖上面綠色嗰條線啦。咁呢個咧就主要係接駁成個九龍東嗰個海濱成個 Greenway 咧嘅一個系統嚟嘅。咁喺我哋 proposal 入邊咧，咁佢都會結合公園入邊嘅 EVA 咧去提供嘅。咁喺嗰個建築上邊啦，咁其實就基本上咧嗰、那個parameters 咧就係由個 OCP 嗰度控制咗噶啦。咁、那個 GFA 咧就係229,400啦。咁見到咧嗰、那個 proposed use 咧就係隔離嗰個表啦。咁係會有酒店啦、entertainment and leisure 啦、retail 啦、office 啦，同埋嗰個 PTI 即係 public transport facilities 嗰個 use 嘅。咁藍色嗰啲部分咧，其實就係到時咧，我哋喺嗰個發展嗰個地契嗰度咧，希望咧係可以 stipulate 咗咧佢最 minimum 嗰、那個proposed use 係有幾多嘅。咁喺建築嗰個高度啦，下面見到個 margin 其實係我哋嘅一個 notional scheme 嚟嘅。咁就係喺100 MPD 咧，都係配合翻 OCP 嗰個 control 啦。咁但係其實咧，因為喺入邊呢個 use 咧，佢其實係要做一個觀景台嘅，咁就有個 observation gallery。咁到時咧，真係去起嘅時候咧，到時嘅開發商咧可以就住有 observation gallery 嗰個位置咧，係可以做規劃申請咧，去再提高嗰個 building height 嘅。不過我哋現時嗰個咧就係、個 notional scheme under 100 MPD 去示意嘅。咁頭先講到咧，就係一系列嘅唔同嘅 public transport facilities 啦。咁地面咧，其實就會係有巴士站啦，同埋小巴站啦嚇。咁落到去 basement 咧，就會有頭先講過有旅遊巴嘅設施啦，有公共嘅泊車啦，有的士啊，同埋等等，即係其他車輛嘅一啲 drop off pick up point 啦。咁另外咧，我哋都有 propose 咧，就係有唔同嘅 goods vehicles 嘅 loading and loading facilities。咁而且咧，部分咧係可以喺晚間咧係 share use for 去提供一啲旅遊巴泊車嗰個地方嘅。好啦，咁就係講到唔同公園。頭先我講過啦，我哋唔同嘅地方咧都有唔同嘅特色同埋亮點嘅。咁呢一個位置咧就係、頭先我講啦，就係、一個我哋叫做 River Valley 啦，人工湖嗰個地方。咁我哋呢度咧，其實就係緊貼住我哋個 TN 喺而家嗰個大家見到即係、一期 One Way Park 嗰個同 TN 嘅中間啦。咁咧就會有一個水景做出嚟嘅。咁見到呢條 section 咧，下邊呢條 section 咧，其實就係話希望呢一個水景咧，我哋咧係即係唔係水景係一個湖咧，我哋希望係可以 introduce 咧係一啲比較家庭式嘅一啲水上活動喺度。咁當中咧會有一個 facility building 嘅。咁呢個 facility building 城咧有幾個作用嘅。咁入邊咧當然就會 house 一啲譬如有水上活動、一啲租借嘅地方啊、shower 啊等等嘅呢啲設施啦。咁會有餐飲啦。咁另外咧成個嗰、那個，因為我哋都同區議會嗰邊傾過咧，其實咧大家都想回復翻啟德咧嗰、那個有啲舊貌喺呢度。咁咧我哋就希望將嗰個建築設計咧就 adopt 以前咧嗰、那個啟德機場嗰個控制塔嗰個外貌。咁上邊咧亦都會咧去分咧一個地方咧係做以即係做一個舊啟德機場嘅展示廳啦。咁其實喺我哋個研究當中咧，亦都去同有相關部門傾過咧，有啲咧以前啟德嘅一啲特色嘅物件咧，咁係可以放翻喺呢個展示廳咧 show 翻俾公眾睇嘅。咁然之後咧就去到咧嗰、那個45米嘅 setback area。咁呢個其實咧就會已經係第時 TN Development Site 嘅一部分啦。咁咧其實我哋就會咧去 stipulate 咧，希望咧第時嗰個發展商咧係可以做翻一條水景啦。咁呢個水景咧係可以配合佢個商業發展咧，係有唔同嘅一啲 event 啊，或者有唔同嘅觀賞功能等等嘅。咁去到而家嗰個 Phase One 嘅啟德 Runway Park 啦，咁其實我哋都有 propose 一啲唔同嘅 modification 嘅。咁第一咧就係會希望加多啲樹啦，係可以有多啲 tree planting， 有多啲 shading 喺個 lawn 嗰度等人用嘅時候舒服啲啦。咁而家你哋去到咧都會見到有飛行服務隊嘅以前一架飛機咧個 Jetstream 已經係放置咗喺度噶啦。咁我哋希望咧將整個嗰個草坪咧就見到下邊嗰條 section 啦。咁其實咧係將佢 raise up 咧做一個大嘅 lawn 嘅。咁咧然之後喺 lawn 嘅 tip 咧，第一就會有一啲梯級啦，讓人哋坐可以望住好靚嘅鯉魚門嗰邊嘅海景啦。然之後上面咧做一個大型嘅千秋，其實成個咧就係有一個即係你打千秋 take off 咁樣，就以前機場嘅一個 aviation theme。其實調轉嚟坐咧就係 come home 咁樣，即係起飛同埋降落嘅一個 playful 啲嘅一個 abstract 啲嘅一個 aviation 嘅 idea 啦。咁入邊咧亦都會有唔同嘅 area 啦，呢啲位置咧希望做翻啲 children's play area。咁 children's play area 我哋都希望係結合 aviation theme 咁樣去做，即係比較有趣味性嘅。咁去到我頭先講就係個 waterfront promenade 啦，咁就係見到呢一張示意圖啦。咁其實咧就會係一個 split level 嘅，咁下邊咧亦都今日佢都會 serve 埋嗰個行人通道啊嗰、那個位置嘅。咁下邊咧就係一個比較靜態啲啦。上層咧我哋希望咧係做得活潑啲嘅，咁咧有亦都係加強嗰個 waterland 個 interface。呢度係特色嚟嘅，係會有一啲 interactive 嘅 water play element。咁係啟德呢一度先會有嘅，而且咧亦都係會配合咧一啲唔同 size 嘅一啲 lawn space 咧，係去 promote 個 flexible use， 即係讓公眾係可以去用啦。而且呢啲 lawn space 咧亦都可以配合商業嗰個發展咧，有時定期係可以有啲 event 去舉行，咁讓呢度係更加fiber 嘅。咁當然我頭先都講過，嗰啲錯位咧，其實嗰啲梯級嘅 speed level 亦都係，譬如講我哋個避風塘嗰邊係有水上活動嘅，咁其實大家都係可以喺嗰邊好悠閒咁樣去睇到呢啲咁樣嘅活動啦。咁跟住就係個implementation 啦。咁頭先講過啦，綠色部分咧其實都係成個啟德嗰個 runway park 嘅。咁綠色部分咧就會係以一個 public works project 咁樣去建設啦。咁藍色咧 TN site 咧就會係以一個賣地嘅形式去 implement 嘅。咁頭先講到嗰個 river valley 有水上活動嘅部分咧，我哋希望都係以一個 POSPD 嘅形式咧，就係、是、第時結合，即係希望同期可以一齊出現啊，就係同嗰個TN 嗰個 development 咧一齊去做嘅，咁就由個 developer 去 design construct 同埋去 manage 嘅。咁呢邊咧，其實咧亦都係會有一個 waterfront promenade 嘅。咁呢一邊咧，其實嗰個成個嗰個建設咧，已經係配合咗咧沿途嗰個地塊咧，嗰啲發展商咧去負責去設計啦，同埋去興建。不過就歸翻咧由政府去管理嘅。咁頭先我哋有講到啦，其實我哋都希望鼓勵咧嗰個海上嗰個活動嘅。咁所以咧喺成個 runway tip 度咧，我哋都 propose 咗咧兩個咧嗰個落水點嘅。咁即係放水上活動嘅落水點，因為碼頭就另外一樣嘢啦。咁喺呢一個深綠色嘅位置咧，其實咧都會係有一個 STT 啦。咁第時係一個water sports centre， 咁呢度係一個落水點啦。另外我哋希望咧喺呢一邊，其實如果有去到嘅話，知道個 promenade 咧其實有兩個 split level 嘅，咁有一個 lower embankment 嘅。咁 lower embankment 嗰個 tip 嗰度咧，我哋希望咧係可以咧作為另外一個水上活動可以落水嘅地方，咁就可以增加個 access to 嗰個海面啦。 咁最後咧就係、是、喺短期上邊咧，咁其實喺個 Runway Park 嗰度咧，我哋都希望可以快啲有一啲嘢睇到啦。咁可能咧就主要係一啲 aviation theme 嘅一啲play equipment 啊，或者唔同嘅一啲特色嘅 children's play。咁我哋希望係以 Quick Win Project 咧係先體現咗先。咁我嘅介紹係咁多，唔該曬。
好，唔該曬Carol 顧問團隊同埋即係起動九龍東辦事處嗰個介紹。好，以下時間交俾member 有冇一啲問題澄清或者係意見？係 Ivan
主席。根據以往有網上開會的經驗，都是現場的應該先 warm up 咗先嘅，咁就等網上的 member 可以多少時間消化，然後佢哋會提問。
請講。
咁所以我就即係 take 呢個 liberty 先發問咗一啲問題先啦。咁頭先 proponent 的 consultant 就喺後半節就解釋咗我一個問題，就係、是、關於佢個 study 個 boundary， 因為我哋一開始就聽到佢。個 boundary 咧就其實包含咗部分 POSPD 喺今年嘅四月 CDD 上過嚟嘅一個 presentation， 咁呢個 task force 亦都當時係 support 咗嘅，咁就喺早前半部嘅 presentation 就話包咗喺個 study boundary 裏面，咁後半部佢解釋咗啦，咁亦都係即係由 PSOPD 嗰、那個developer 嘅 designer 就由 CDD coordinator 去做咗，咁所以佢解答咗我一半嘅問題啦。咁但係既然佢喺佢嘅 study 嘅 boundary 咧，我都希望 proponent 可以將我哋已經 support 嘅 layout 亦都擺翻落去，咁可以令到 member 同我哋可以睇到互相之間嗰個關係。咁第二點咧就係、是、都唔算係一個利益申報嘅，個個都知嘅。啟德 Fantasy。個 design competition 我就 professional advisor， 咁所以成個比賽結果等等我都係非常清楚嘅。咁當然我都理解 project team 頭先 proponent 嘅 consultant 頭先講就係、是、即係由一個理想嘅設計比賽去到要落地去現實執行咧，就一定多咗好多掣肘 constraint。咁我特別關注咧就係佢講緊嗰個 split level 嘅 waterfront promenade 嗰部分。咁其實得獎作品咧，其中一個之所以得獎咧，當年就係佢喺設計上咧就打破咗嗰個 straight line 嗰個 limitation， 佢係將嗰個向海嗰部分，當然佢哋就填咗部分出去啦，就將佢變咗一個 free curve 或者一個即係蛇形咁嘅 profile。咁喺現實上，我睇完即係 proponent 而家呢個建議咧。其實我覺得現實上都唔係冇可能做嘅，即係 instead 填海出去，你可以縮翻入嚟啫嘛。啊 ，PHO 就冇話唔俾你將個 shoreline 縮翻入嚟個陸地啊嘛。咁而家加上佢而家建議嗰個 split level waterfront promenade 基本上冇建築物喺上面嘅話咧，其實係有一個空間係可以唔需要個海岸線係一條 straight line 嚟嘅。咁呢個我係希望Project team 或者 proponent 嗰邊翻去再考慮翻，即係配合翻佢而家建議嘅 split level waterfront promenade 咧，其實嗰度係有冇需要係一定係一條 straight line 嘅海岸線咧？咁第三點我想要提嘅咧，就係喺佢建議裡面咧，就最關注嘅咧就係佢有一個地面嘅 PTI 巴士總站。咁其實我哋海濱事務委員會咧經歷過一啲好痛苦嘅經驗，即係例如北角。Promenade 嗰個 PTI 巴士總站，經過發展之後，經過運輸處嘅各種種要求之後咧，其實個 PTI 喺我哋嘅海濱嗰個銜接面嗰度咧，結果就係一幅實牆同埋一啲 lofa， 咁就令到成個海濱我哋個 Promenade 嗰個空間同埋同裏面內陸嘅連接咧，就實在係非常之。不如人意嘅，咁喺呢個部分咧，我都會要求 project proponent 咧，係喺設計上尤其需要睇啊！我睇到佢今日 present 出嚟嘅圖咧，仲係一種好 ideal， 即係好理想化嘅 layout。即係譬如我哋睇，我哋喺其他項目知道或者經歷過嘅 PTI 在個 actual implementation 嗰陣時一般出現嘅問題咧，我都希望佢哋能夠留意翻，例如個 PTI 係有柱嘅，咁究竟啲柱啲結構落地對你個巴士嘅 swing 同埋你成個車站嘅運作有啲咩 impact 咧？咁其實我哋有一啲項目，甚至我哋有 member 經歷過呢啲項目咧，去到後期嘅 implementation 咧係一個噩夢嚟嘅。咁又例如地下係有好多 building services provision 嘅，啊，即係例如一個發展嘅任何一個發展嘅一啲機電設施，包括火牛房等等嘅嘢。咁呢啲嘢有冇影響到個 PTI 或者我哋 ground level 去連接我哋海濱嘅用地咧？咁尤其是我哋希望喺呢度特別先提出嚟嘅就係。運輸署一般很多時的要求純粹是從它運輸角度去看，但我們這個委員會是從公眾利益和這個 public open space 的角度去看，所以這個是特別先提了 proponent 先。最後一點我想提的就是，在今次的 presentation 我看到你那個language， 我哋所講嘅 design language 係有少少唔協調嘅。你哋建議緊咧就喺呢個項目加翻一個舊啟德機場嘅控制塔外觀一樣嘅物體落去，咁 so that 可以大家有一啲集體回憶。咁其實喺設計上，我哋比較抗拒呢種做法，即係呢種做法比較僆嘅，直接啲講，亦都比較大陸化嘅。咁反而咧，你喺後半部講，你利用一個大千秋去到simile 嗰種飛機升降嘅感覺咧，我又覺得係一個好好嘅，即係將一種歷史演繹嘅手法。咁所以我希望個 proponent 可以翻去再睇睇，即係始終香港我哋唔係一個第三世界水平嘅地方啦，係嘛？即係我哋啲嘢都要高水平啲嘅。咁希望即係 proponent 可以喺呢方面再。落多啲心機諗一諗啊！嚇，唔該主席。
好多謝 Ivan。下一位網上有阿 Wallace 請 Wallace 請講。
係，多謝主席，聽到啊？
聽到。
OK。最主要係咁兩個 comment， 因為我就睇到呢個 proposal 咧，其實佢有一個諗法就係個我哋由 conceptually 嘅諗法就一條中間條。Axial 的大道呢等一回到那邊的海濱，那其實就將整個一個一體化的一個地方兩個碼，我又不太確定他們這個 proposal 是 tentative 還 是將會是這樣，即是 grade 是一個這樣的平的東西，然後兩邊有個 podium 這樣的東西，它反正將來一個如果立法的設計一定是只不過是一個 integrative， 需要有一個直接去由這個地的中部去到那個旁邊的地方，這個是一個問題。第二點我就覺得剛才 Ivan 提到呢，其中一個比較 organic 的那個 winning competition 那個 entry 呢是比較 organic 的，是一個很純粹一個 level 的一個起節的一個處理呢，其實可能是優勝的一個原因。咁呢個我覺得可能在這個 proposal 裏面都需要反映。咁第三點就是那個河呢，即係你個 setback， 即係將嗰個郵輪碼頭同呢個嘢嘅關係呢，其實而家就好似得開咗。我唔 sure 係咪一個最好嘅方法。不過就嗰個水，即係河嘅水呢，好似 end of nowhere， 即係兩行月入咗嚟之後唔知喺邊度收。咁我唔 sure 呢個係咪最理想嘅，不過都合乎個 proposal 去再解釋。
好，唔該 Wallace。有冇其他？Yes， Paul， 係咪 Paul Simmerman 啊？呢個
？Can you hear me？
Yes， Paul。Yeah， your turn。Yeah。Yes, we can hear you.
You can hear me?
Yes.
All right.
Yes. What's that behind you?
It's a message, please don't worry about it.
Okay.
I hear a lot of echo.
Same here.
So let's see what can be done.
Paul, maybe it's about your SI. Could you turn it off?
My SI?
Yeah. If you turn on too many machines at one time, yeah, you will have echo. So only one machine at a time.
Okay, is this better?
Yeah, a lot better.
Okay. Somebody's moving my input coil. All right, I'll switch one off, but
oh, hi.
Hi, Paul, are you still there?
You finished?
So,
yeah.
I have questions on the disposal of this project when this will go for tender, and so whether we still can make changes to the design of the tourism node, the building site, basically, to what extent we can still make changes to that, that I'd like to understand. Then I agree with the previous speaker on the ground level bus facility. We have seen how horribly wrong it can go in North Point Estate. And this looks very much, again, like North Point Estate and like a Kerry Hotel in Hong Kong, having absolutely no retail facades and an entirely dominated ground floor for the bus interchange. And I think that needs to be addressed. The edge of that bus interchange, ideally, is one with the retail and facilities servicing the area around it. But of course, that needs confirmation and also of what the allocated space is for emergency vehicle access. And if those two are not done, then we're just going to have a cold front. And if you go to the drawing of the outlook of this project, there is a 3D outlook for that project. You can see that the ground level is basically a flat wall, absolutely no interaction. Can that be shown on the screen? So I think that's the other one, but anyway, you can see the drawing. I mean, the drawing when it comes up. There's a 3D outlook drawing for the whole project, which clearly shows that the ground level is a flat wall, and that doesn't interact. That doesn't provide vibrancy. Yeah, here you go. If you look at the ground level there, you see the bus entrance. Immediately to the left, there is a flat wall, no interaction whatsoever, and that seems to be the kind of design for the entire project, which would be a shame, because I think if people are going to be in the park and going and play with the airplane, this building is the one that should be designed so that it activates the area with that street, that open street that is there. It could be a retail street, could be a place where people go to the bar and have food. But that should be orientated at this ground level where the park is, and it should integrate with the park. But it's not indicated that this is the intent. So I'm afraid that I cannot support any of what I see here on the building complex and how this works with the ground level. I think that's a missed opportunity, especially as the cruise terminal itself has everything that is active is on an elevated level. The ground level is entirely transport. I think it's something that we should be very careful to avoid for this waterfront here. So that was the issue on the ground level, and then how are we going to deal with that, especially with the reservation of space for it, the designation of area, avoidance of EVA impediments, and so on. Then I'm a little bit concerned about what that odd shape is for the what is it, the Kowloon, the Kunt, with the Kai Tak Runway Park 2A, that goes to the one as part of this project. It's going to be developed by the private, and it's not here, I think it's one of the later ones, which shows the exact area, which is going to be developed by the private property developer. It has a very odd shape, and I'm sure there's all kind of, yeah, here you go, take phase 2A KTRP. Kind of an odd structure or an odd piece of land allocation, and why that is, there is probably a very good reason to explain that. But it is, I think it's also the place where the airplane is, but maybe not. But I can't see how that is actually going to work and why that is like that, but I'm sure there's an explanation. The other area that I'd to better understand, so the two water sports facilities is the X-Fire station building at the corner with the runway park pier, and at the runway waterfront promenade there is a landing which will go to, both will go to the water sports, canoeing, rowing, paddle sport associations. These landings are not very good then for things like water taxis, kaidos, harbor shuttle, and things like that. And we have people arriving here on a cruise ship. I think that if they want to get on a shuttle that takes them around the harbor, we'll have to provide some really good facilities for that. And it appears to me that a facility for that should be made available just north of KTRP phase 1 and phase 2A that is marked here on that bit of the waterfront, which is then closest to the exit, I think, that is normally used from the cruise terminal. So that will give the most direct and walkable distance to the cruise terminal for those passengers. So there's two reasons not to suggest that it happens at the runway park pier, or three. One, there is water sports, paddle sports there, and you do not want an interfacing there with and a conflict with motor yachts and cruise boats and things like that. Two, that pier does not have any gangway facility for barrier-free access. And three, it's so far away from where people come out of the cruise terminal that they will need to take road transport rather than walk. Whereas if we make a facility on the north of the KTRP phase 1, just on the north, right opposite the most direct access from the cruise terminal, people can just basically walk across the park to their harbor shuttle or other facility. And I know that this area, I know that well, because we have had several events there with yachts, exhibition space is being used, that's been used for exhibitions, yacht exhibitions, boat shows already, and it's been proven to be quite a good area for that. So I think the multi-purpose use of that waterfront should be considered, and I don't see that here. I see it just purely as a park, which I think would be a missed opportunity. And I wonder whether all the stakeholders have really been consulted on the design already, because I would think that at the cruise terminal and the Cara Young and people like that would definitely have some positive input on these kind of requirements for the area. So that's on the facilities there, and then just on the water sports facility, the runway park here, how would the vehicular access be organized to those facilities? I mean, I know it's set as temporary, and I see somewhere a marking about a future exhibition space, but I would hope that up here it can always be used. But I don't see in the plan here any suggestion that there is part-time or full-time access for vehicles to that point. So what is that arrangement for the future? So those are my questions right now.
Okay, thank you, Paul. 下一位, Raymond Chan. Raymond. Raymond， 到你，聽唔聽到？喺咩度啊？或者我哋再嚇、啊？我哋去下一位先，我哋一間俾翻啊 Raymond。下一位係 Edward Low。Edward， 聽唔聽到？好啊，咁或者EKEO 或者EKEO 有冇初步嘅回應啊？對於剛才三位成員嘅一啲意見。
係啊，多謝主席，其實都好多大家嘅意見。咁咧有啲可能係啲問題需要澄清。咁第一樣咧就係、Ivan 問到。嗰啲已經係即係依個 committee support 咗嘅 POSPD design 咧，希望可以 incorporate 咗喺我哋嗰個 study 入邊。其實我哋咧係喺啟德所有嗰啲 POSPD 嘅 design 咧，我哋 office 都有 comment on 嘅。咁所以我哋係知道，我哋都係好多時候喺甚至喺 implementation 或者喺落契嘅時候一啲 requirements 咧，其實我哋係會有個 integration。咁所以依路係一路其實 throughout 個 study process。我哋都有做緊嘅，咁咧就按個 sea wall 咧，其實個 undulating sea wall 咧，其實我哋都好想，即係佢真係 undulating 嘅。咁但係我哋喺個 study process 其實都好認真去評估過啦。咁第一樣嘢就係、如果我哋要改動個 sea wall 咧，其實都牽涉幾多嘅工程。咁無論喺時間同埋喺個成本啦，工程嘅成本咧，其實嗰度都係一個好大嘅考慮。第二樣咧就係依一個都係一片好珍貴嘅海濱嘅用嘅地方啦。咁如果我哋做入去係冇辦係冇錯係唔會違反 PHO， 咁但係咧我哋就係會少咗一啲咁珍貴嘅海濱嘅用地咧。我哋希望一個寬闊啲嘅範圍咧，其實喺公眾享用或者做一啲活動嘅時候咧，係會更加多嘅彈性。咁、那個 PTI 嘅設計咧，就我都聽到好幾位委員都有關注。我哋而家喺我哋入邊依個研究，我哋其實做出嚟嗰個 scheme 咧，只係我哋 demonstrate 一個 feasible 嘅 development scheme 嘅。將來嗰個發展其實未必一定係咁。咁其實係因為咩原因呢？係因為依個發展咧，個旅遊中樞嘅發展咧，其實係需要向城規會申請嘅。咁所以喺發展商去買咗笪地之後，佢其實會做完咗設計，初步設計佢就會去做一個申請。咁我哋為咗希望我哋而家做到嘅嘢，或者一啲嘅規劃啊，或者一啲嘅設計嘅概念，可以將來反映到喺個發展度咧，我哋係同規劃署咧係會有一份嘅發展大綱 development brief 咧去做，去將來係俾一啲指引。咁所以如果頭先即係個 PTI 嘅設計係一個好大嘅關注點咧，其實我哋就可以喺個 development brief 入邊就住 PTI 個 component 咧，我哋落一啲注腳。希望將來發展商咧係特別要留意，好唔可能即係唔會有啲 blank 嘅 facade 啊或者咩，希望出邊有一個即係 active 啲嘅 frontage 啊咁樣。咁 on active frontage 個 point 咧，其實阿 Paul 問到啦，我哋或者個公仔個 artist impression 做得唔夠靚，即係唔夠細。我哋如果大家睇個文件嘅 plan 5咧，第五張圖咧，其實我哋入邊有一啲broken dotted line 咧，係illustrate 咗有個 active frontage。其實正正我哋真係想沿住地面咧嚇。嗰個係咩色？嗰個係紫粉紅紫紅色嘅broken lines。咁我哋其實都係想盡量喺地面咧係一個 active frontage。咁就即係話將來希望依度可能有店鋪啊，有食肆啊，其實係一個好好嘅環境，可以做一啲嘅户外嘅餐飲啊咁樣嘅活動。咁嗰、那個facility building 話我哋都會可能參考翻以前機場嘅控制塔嘅設計咧。其實咧我哋唔會係 exactly 將嗰個倒模咁倒翻去。咁點解我哋有依個概念咧？其實係因為機場 搬走的時候呢，其實在當時的區議會呢都有不同的聲音呢，是希望留下這個控制塔，甚至將那個控制塔呢是保留了一些配件呢，是組件呢是原封不動地擺放 Hi Paul 是擺放在這裡。但是我們其實想這個 facility building 呢，我們不是想去整棟這樣就是倒帽地倒出來，我們其實主要是因為望見控制塔其實它的頂部呢，可不可以去回那張圖，如果可以即去不到不要緊。其實個頂部呢其實 是好像就是好像一個餐廳，你可以有很多窗，可以望得很遠。所以我就說我們如果在個 facility building 的那裡面有一些餐飲設施呢，其實它就正正可以利用了那部分去做，也都同時滿足了地區人士即是當時那個那個的意見或者的要求，也都其實政府 是都 openly 是 commit 了說會做這件事，所以我們都要 honor。 Wallace 剛才問到呢，就問到那個我其實都有解到的，就是那個現在的 scheme 呢其實不是鐵板一塊這樣的。但我們在個發展大綱裡面呢，譬如就著那個 visual and physical 的 corridor， 是希望可以將在個旅遊中樞的發展向海是望得通望得遠呢，其實我們會擺咗入去那個發展大綱度。咁為什麼會我們有個水道是會沿著那個45米的 setback area 去做呢？其實是因為個 outline zoning plan 上高咧有一個 requirement 係要求嗰45米嘅 setback area， 佢係沿住成條跑道咧係有一個 official corridor 咧嚇，係沿住成條跑道，咁所以嗰度係一路維持喺個旅遊中樞個範圍係咁樣維持。咁我哋既然嗰度都唔可以起到嘢啦，咁我哋就正正利用咗那個範圍咧，就做咗個水道嘅設計，亦都係去係就住即係以前啟德 Fantasy 個 Winding Scheme 咧，嗰個一個好重要嘅 feature。阿 Paul 都問到個 tender 個 TN tender 嗰個 timing， 其實個旅遊中樞嗰個發展咧，那個地塊咧，其實入咗今年嘅賣地表，即係2021嘅賣地表。咁當然即係我哋政府都會睇翻個市況，即係係咪依個時候去做依樣嘢啦。咁所以其實今日即係各位委員有嘅意見，其實我哋盡量如果可以吸納到嘅咧，我就會喺個發展大綱嗰度，特別係個設計嗰邊咧，我哋會去做好佢。咁佢就算問到話點解喺個 River Valley 側邊嗰個 POSPD 嗰個 configuration 咁奇怪咧，個 shape 咁樣，其實係因為我哋係就住 River Valley 咧，佢有個形狀咧，大家可以喺個 slide 上高睇到啦。我哋其實就係差唔多兩邊佢有個 equal width 嘅 river bank 咧，我哋係做咗出嚟就包咗喺個 POSPD 度。咁隔離咧就有啲係嗰啲位置咧，我哋覺得因為我哋都唔想個發展商咧係喺個 POSPD 咧係孭得太重啊，咁所以我哋如果你再俾一個好大嘅範圍佢咧，其實佢可能去吃力嘅，將來喺即係佢無論喺 manage 喺 operate 啊，或者喺做 maintenance 咧，其實係都會有一啲 implication。咁所以我哋就會將剩下其他地方咧，就係會由繼續係政府去做一個發展嘅嗰個休憩用地。
唔好意思，唔好意思，停一停先，因為有啲技術上嘅問題。
Okay.
因為 before 你講落去咧，因為頭先網上咧係斷咗嘅。咁所以咧就阿坡就
聽
唔到，亦都翻譯唔到。咁所以咧就可能要將阿 Brenda 以上講嘅嘢咧，簡單地 summarize 再講一次，所以我不想你繼續講下去，一陣間都不知道重複邊句，所以在這裡停一停。
我知不知道由哪裡開始斷啊？請問
沒有人答到你這個，因為我都不知道由哪裡開始。45蚊那裡去
到嗎？我由答阿坡那裡講起，
答
回
阿坡那些問題，因為
阿
坡
OK, Paul, I will be answering your questions.
好，
他現
在收到了，
他現在收到的，現在收到的，是
的。 阿波有幾條問題嘅，咁咧第一條佢問過Tourism Note 西咧係幾時會賣？咁其實佢係入咗今年嗰個 financial year 個賣地表，咁當然政府咧賣地嘅時候咧都會睇翻個市況嘅情況啦。咁PTI 嗰部分嘅設計咧，其實剛才我答 Ivan 嘅時候咧就答咗啦，嗰、那個 active frontage 嗰樣，其實主要喺文件嘅 Plan 5咧係 show 咗出嚟嘅。咁River Valley 嗰個 configuration 咧，其實係因應翻嗰、那個那個 river 兩岸差唔多有一個都相對上 equal 嘅 width 咧，我哋咁樣畫咗個界線。咁我哋都唔因為唔想個發展商太將來太吃力啦，咁所以我哋咧就唔會將佢畫得好大。咁但係在政府發展的部分的 One Way Park 其實都會有很多的 space 可以做到不同的 events。 那阿波跟住就問到呢，就說那兩個 Water Sports Council 那些位置落水位啊，那些其實呢那兩個What's sponsored proposal 呢，其實我哋都係我哋 office 做 facilitation 嘅，咁所以我哋一路都有同佢哋傾偈。咁如果佢哋即係有咩意見呢，其實都可以隨時同我哋反映返嘅。咁就住嗰、那個話嗰、那個 ferries 如果係要去返嗰、那個而家個 One Way Park Pier 呢，可能喺郵輪碼頭過去呢會係比較遠啦。咁其實嗰個距離呢唔係真係咁遠，即係如果你其實五分鐘到路呢，其實已經行到過去。咁佢亦都當然將來可以經過返個旅遊中樞個發展呢，佢譬如啲商場啊、地鋪啊咁樣行過去，就可能更加即係舒服啊，更加即係覺得係個 experience 係好。咁其實喺郵輪碼頭入面呢，佢係有 berth 呢，係可以俾佢哋上到一啲細船。咁所以喺而家嘅郵輪碼頭嘅運作呢，如果佢有一啲特別的 ferries 或者特別的去啲 night cruise 啊，佢其實可以喺郵輪碼頭入邊咧，啲 cruise passengers 可以直接喺入邊上，佢唔一定要去到 One Way Park Pier。咁但係當然 One Way Park Pier， 因為特別係到年尾，我哋有運輸署個 water taxi 嗰個 services 咧，其實都可以有另一個選擇俾翻嗰啲嘅遊客嘅。我
想差不多。唔該 Amanda， 我仲有幾位委員排緊隊嘅，咁亦都提大家啦。我今日個會議希望五點鐘完，仲有一個 agenda 喺後面，咁所以我哋希望可以即係大家即係 concise 啲嚇。咁而家請阿 Raymond Chan， Raymond。在嗎 Everlow 在不在？因為其實都是斷了呢，蛤？感嘆號啊，我這裡有感嘆聲啊。如果他是聽不到我的，其實我叫他做什麼都沒用的。即係現在想邀請網上的，是如果他聽不到就打 message， 但是如果他聽到都講到了。現在是 Raymond， 我下一位是 Raymond。
聽到啊？
喂，怎麼樣啊？ Raymond
聽到啊？聽到講話。
現在你是 Raymond 啊？
聽到啊？是啊， Raymond Chan。
好，請講，聽到啦。
咁我長話短說，我一個 point 就想講，就係因為咧，呢個係一個跑道嘅尾嚟嘅。咁其實咧係一個聽到講嘢。
聽到，請講。
因為佢係一個跑道尾啦，咁其實咧係一個即係死角位嚟嘅。 就呢一條路入，咁啊沿路咧就出翻去，咁就所以咧，同時任何一個位係有阻嗰度咧，成條路都會係即係 disable 咗嘅。咁所以咧，我就都建議設計者考慮一下咧，喺嗰、那個最尾嗰度咧，係留多少少嘅 buffer 位，咁就令到咧係如果有啲車要上落客啦，或者係甚至乎有啲違例係泊車都可以咧係令到條咁容易係即係 handicap 咗，咁就呢個諗多少少喺嗰度嘅啫。
好好好，關於嗰個 traffic access 嘅問題如何避免，即係呢一個嘅交通擠塞係咪？
咁聽唔到辦法啦。
好，哎呀，點啊？我而家唔知佢講完未嘅喎。係。好啊，答啊，答，即刻答，即刻答。
係啊，其實我頭先都多謝 Raymond 意見，我頭先都其實答留咗阿 Paul 同一個差唔多嘅問題，其實就係去到跑道尾、跑道公園一期個位咧，究竟嗰啲交通點樣樣去到咧？我哋今日著重講過旅遊中樞啦，嗰度會自己有個 PTI 啦。咁但係其實咧，郵輪碼頭咧近住跑道真係尾末端咧，佢都有另一個 PTI 嘅。咁亦都喺郵輪碼頭咧入邊有兩個卡 park 嘅。咁所以如果要揸車或者要乘公共交通咧，其實佢可以利用郵輪碼頭入邊嘅設施咧，佢就會好近距離咧去到跑道尾嗰部分。
好，唔該。好，下一位 Edward Low。
聽唔聽到啊？因為 lost connection。
聽到啊 ，Edward， 你可以講啦。
哦 ，OK。嗱，頭先因為有啲即時間咧斷咗線，我唔知我問緊問題係咪已經回應咗，或者有委員問過嘅。簡單嚟講咧，我就睇到有一個 planning objective 咧就好清晰就講話，希望嗰個 design 方面咧係可以有 inclusive 啦，同埋 zero carbon 呢樣嘢。咁我就想個團長嚟講聽。他們怎樣 achieve 你的 plan objective， 我自己有個看法就是其實這個所謂的空間其實都是一個很好的地方給市民將來用的嘛，除了我們在那個做多一些所謂 design 令到他們可以 inclusive 之外，我們可不可以有些空間呢，好像外國的經驗一樣，就給市民有機會自己參與一些活動，譬如說呢外國的經驗有些空間呢，譬如說一個空的草地，定期可以有啲嘅art exhibition 啊，或者有啲嘅社區又好，學校嘅活動啊咁搞。咁呢個亦都可以配合翻整個區嗰個 design team 啦。我頭先我好同意 Ivan 頭先講嗰個講法嘅，就嗰個 design language 其實可以豐富少少嘅，就係話我哋除咗望去將即係以前嗰個歷史啟德之外咧，其實 aviation 喺我哋香港個發展一個好重要角色。可唔可以帶個 design 走出望下將來咧？譬如個 vision 一啲將來個嗰個 aviation 點咧？甚至有啲 element 係我哋可以想像得好遠啲嘅。咁即係帶出個 concept 就唔會好似個 design， 好似頭先阿 Ivan 講嗰、那個tower design 嗰個比較冇睇嘅 design 咁樣。咁就我已經係咁啦，唔該曬。
好，唔該 ，Edward。有冇其他？
聽唔聽到啊？
聽到嘅。聽到的了，
又斷了
嚇，斷咗啊！唔係我聽到想嗰個空間更加自由，同埋有更多嘅社區參與，同埋可以豐富一啲嗰、那個design language， 尤其是關於 aviation 呢一方面。好，仲有冇其他嘅如果冇咁，我想提一點啫。是關於即大家好多都講咗個 building 同埋嗰個公共空間嗰個 edge 嘅問題咧，希望係即減少一啲圍牆啦。咁我希望將呢一個嘅想法延伸到去嗰個 waterland interface 嗰度嚇。咁就係話，因為我哋上次睇嗰個 POSPD 咧跑道其他私人發展嘅咧，我哋都係留意到就係話，如果喺北面呢一個water edge 啦，其實佢係有 potential 去做多啲木欄杆嘅設計嘅，because 嗰度係應該係有一個，即係嗰個圍牆，即係嗰個sea wall 唔係直不甩垂直嘅。 咁如果你係有一啲 step 嘅 seawall 嘅時候咧，咁我哋其實可以做一啲即係比較即係親水性高啲嘅 water edge。咁呢個其實喺其他地方我哋都盡量試緊，喺就算喺啟德以外其他嘅Harbourfront 嗰啲 edge， 倘若嗰個 seawall 唔係一條垂直嘅 seawall 嘅時候咧，我哋希望可以 capitalize 到啲 opportunity 啦，係去做一啲 step 嘅 water edge 嘅 design。咁我哋睇到喺啟德跑道呢度咧，係有咁樣嘅空間去做。咁我希望呢個都可以。你哋喺個 design brief 嗰度咧，係去即係包括埋呢一樣嘢。好，咁剛才幾位都表達咗意見，咁會唔會有一個簡單嘅綜合回應？因為你回應完之後，我就 cut off 噶啦。
其實主要我想講兩點嘅，第一個咧就係就住個 flexible space inclusive design 嗰樣嘢啦。我哋其實正正喺跑到尾咧，我哋保留啲好大嘅 lawn 咧，其實就係希望有個 flexibility。因為我哋發覺咧，啲優惠空間咧，你其實擺堆砌曬好多嘢落去咧，其實反而係即係可能窒礙咗咧佢將來嗰個用途。咁至於個 aviation fin 咧，其實都係我哋好強調的一樣嘢。咁所以我哋無論譬如話喺細到喺啲嗰啲 furniture 啊，一啲 play equipment 啊，我哋其實個理念除咗個 swing 咧，其實我哋啲 quick win 嗰啲 play equipment 咧，全部都係感覺令人哋會飛嗰種感覺嚟嘅嚇。咁就住 Vincent 即係主席頭先講個點咧，就我哋其實 step water edge design 咧一路都係我哋嘅夢想嚟嘅。咁嗰個咧就不過唔係咁關個發展商事，反而係我哋同建築署、康文署將來就住政府發展嗰部分嘅 open space 嘅設計，我哋要留意嘅地方嚇。多謝主席同埋委員。
好，唔該。咁今日呢個議程到呢度為止啦。咁頭先都綜合咗好多嘅委員嘅意見，我咁相信即係EKEO 同埋顧問都 pick up 到啦。咁其實幾個議題，關於係嗰個 edge treatment 啦 ，building edge、water edge 嚇，即係同埋即係 public space 嗰個 versatility 咁其他交通嘅問題，好嘛？咁嚇？想多講多句，一句就得嚇，一只可以一句嚇。好，請阿 Paul 講啊。好。
Yes, can you hear me?
Paul, yes.
Yes.
Okay. Well, first of all,
Paul, maybe you need to turn off your machine, other devices.
I think we need a better arrangement. So I'm on, and you can hear me. Speak English, please, on the Chinese channel so I can hear you. Yeah, first of all, the connections are very bad, and it's on your side, so it's a government not very smart, but you maybe can solve the problem for the future. This is not handy, and wastes a lot of time. Or allow us to come to the meeting. So that's one.Two, I have not heard a real response from Brenda on the issues raised. I mean, the building and the interface between the building and the ground level, both on the EVA aspect side and the kind of communication between the building and the ground level space, I don't think it's addressed, and I think it's of real critical importance. The second thing is what I put on the screen here, and I hope you can see the sharing that I do.You can see this location on the shore here has been used for boat shows and is an ideal location for kind of harbor shuttles and that kind of facilities to come in. People that come, the cruise passengers that walk across the park onto the harbor shuttle, which cannot be provided for on the other side of the cruise terminal. And this would be the most direct location, and it would keep it away.From the paddle sports, which are very sensitive to other boat users. And if there is a conflict, then the paddle users are at risk. So this will be a good location for it. So I think this location needs to be rethought, and the multi-use of this waterfront needs to be rethought. And I believe that there are some communities, some of the stakeholders would have been expressing some interest in this. So those are the key issues that I have. and I'd like to see them addressed before this moves ahead, and confirmation in writing, because I've missed half the conversation on this software.
Okay, I'm...
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Paul, I agree that we've been a little bit messy about the arrangement of the meeting. Instead of Brenda answering you, I think I can summarize what she has actually talked about, because many members actually have raised about the issue of the interface between the building edge and the public space. So I think we have an alignment here that edge cannot be just blank wall. As we have seen in other development, if we have not been forceful enough to emphasize, like North Point and Cary Hotel. So I think this issue has been addressed by a couple of members, and Brenda has actually confirmed to us that from a diagram that it is their intention to keep the edge. There is an intention to have a vibrant edge, and that would be written into the development brief. So that point is very well taken, and any further design will come back to this Harbourfront Commission, because it has to go through a planning submission, which the Harbourfront Commission is a very important stakeholder in the consultation. So what we need to do now is to ensure that the wishes and or the principles of the Harbourfront Commission has been clearly written into the planning brief. So as confirmed by Brenda, that will be done so. Okay, so regarding other issue, I would leave Brenda to go back and investigate members' others comment and come back to us whenever they're ready. Okay? Thank you Brenda and your team for coming to the meeting. Apologize for the little bit of hiccup that you need to repeat something.